From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The body of the last worker, unaccounted for in yesterday's huge explosion at a Texas oil refinery, has been found. That brings the death toll in the incident to 15. All were petrochemical workers. About 100 people were injured, including nearby residents. Two teams of federal investigators are on the scene, but they say it's still too early to discuss the possible cause of the fireball that rocked the country's third-largest gasoline refinery. NPR's John Burnett reports.
John Brown, CEO of BP, formerly British Petroleum, rushed to Texas City to look into the worst tragedy in his company's history. He appeared at Texas City City Hall, right next to the convention center where relatives were showing up to go and identify the bodies of the 15 contract employees.
Yesterday was a dark day in BP's history. All of us at BP are very deeply saddened by the loss of life and injury suffered by so many people as a result of the explosion and the subsequent fire that occurred at our refinery yesterday.
The former Amoco plant, 71 years old and located midway between Houston and Galveston, had two other deaths in the past year. The Labor Department's Occupational Safety and Health Administration fined the refinery almost $110,000 just 3 weeks ago for two workers who were scalded to death by superheated escaping steam last fall. And OSHA fined BP $63,000 for a chemical explosion and fire a year ago that forced a plant evacuation, but no one was injured. After those incidents, Brown said safety conditions had improved. He said the Texas City refinery is a very safe plant and that his company will leave no stone unturned in the investigation into yesterday's tragedy.
Why did it take place? What were the causes? And indeed, we need to examine it in the light of other similar incidents, not only here, but all over the world, not only by BP, but other people. And we should also examine the pattern of activity in Texas City. I expect we will do that.
The accident occurred in what is called an isomerization unit, where an additive is made that boosts gasoline octane. Most of the 15 victims worked for an independent contractor, Jacobs Engineering Group of Pasadena, California. Brown said when the explosion occurred, they were bringing the unit back into operation after it had been taken down for routine maintenance. Petrochemical plants are at their most vulnerable during this shutdown restart phase. The BP plant produces 3% of the U.S. gasoline supply. Although the CEO said his plant is still operating at 95% capacity, BP stock dropped 30 cents a share today. He said there should be no effect on U.S. gasoline supply. Though homes and businesses surrounding the sprawling 1,200-acre plant sustained broken windows, few structures were seriously damaged. Herman Batiste stood outside his white shingled home, two blocks from the roaring BP plant, with his rabbit hunting dogs nearby.
I have a death in the family yesterday. My mother passed, and we was all in the house here. And I guess about 1:15, 1:20, is when we heard the big explosion. And ran outside and seen a mushroom cloud coming up in the sky back there by BP plants. They had one like this last year. It wasn't as bad as the one that happened yesterday. But when we do have an explosion like this in one of those plants, the first thing you go and look at and see which way the wind is blowing.
Fortunately, the wind was blowing away from his house. Over the past 6 years, BP has been buying up the modest houses in this neighborhood to create a buffer zone and reduce liability for incidents just such as Wednesday's explosion. At the $3 a square foot they're offering, Batiste has not been interested, but after yesterday's blast, he says he might reconsider. John Burnett, NPR News, Houston.